partly sunny, breezy Thursday. Showers possible with a high again at 93.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for answers on all of your insurance questions for when life happens. And now, here's Dan Tuchman. Dan, the Insurance Man.
It's my pleasure, Dan. The last word in insurance, Dan, the Insurance Man. The call-in number here at whatever the station is. No, I shouldn't say that. WBOB 904-831-0600. How's it going, Dan?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful.
So, hello, Jacksonville. I'm glad to be back on the air with you on this Tuesday. It's kind of cloudy. It looks like it might rain, but hopefully not too much. We are going to be talking about insurance. Remember, the number to call to ask your question is 904-831-0600. And doesn't matter what I'm talking about with insurance. If you have a question that's pertaining to you and you want your question answered, just give me a call. It does not matter what subject of insurance you're asking about. I am happy to answer that question. So again, doesn't matter what I'm talking about. Give me a call, reach out, and ask me your question about insurance. So, you know, I have a whole plethora of information here in front of me. I don't really know where to start. I think I brought too many notes with me today. So we might talk a little bit about homeowners insurance, but I think I touched on that last week. I think what we're going to do, you know, I just recently, was it last week? Yeah, last week. I took a training class on mold remediation, and I guess here in Florida, it's actually a pretty important subject to know about. Because a lot of people end up getting mold and mildew. And here's what I learned. Mildew is only really happens outside. If it happens inside, it's actually mold. You really need to get it treated and taken care of really within 2-3 days. Because then what happens is that the mold kind of sprouts its roots, and it will dig into your drywall, and basically that's what causes the damage to the drywall. Once the mold kind of like sprouts its roots, it will actually dig in and burrow into the drywall, and once it's in there, you can't get it out except by replacing it. So there's a tidbit. If you end up finding mold or mildew, or excess mold on your drywall, you need to clean it off right away, and then verify that it doesn't come back. And if it does, you may actually have to cut out that portion of drywall and replace it. So there's something that I learned, mold, of course, needs a moist, damp environment to grow in. So another thing that you need to be aware of is when you have water damage, a pipe bursts. And so it's important to get that cleaned up and remediated and fixed in a quick way. And depending on the type of pipe that burst and where the water came from, it determines what stage or what category of water it is and how it gets cleaned up. So, you know, if it's a pipe that brings in drinking water into your house or water that comes in to fill up a toilet bowl or with a tank on the back of the toilet, that's actually considered clean water. So you have about 48, 72 hours to have somebody come in and clean up all the water, stop the leak and clean out all the water, and then get everything dried out properly to keep mold from growing. And then there's that's called category one, which is clean water. And then you have category two, which is water that is known as gray water. So you don't really want to drink it, but it doesn't necessarily, it's not like raw sewage water. It's water that might have the potential to cause some discomfort or sickness if consumed by people. So, when I was growing up, people would say, if you go to Mexico, don't drink the water. Well, there was a reason for that. Their sanitation wasn't as good in the United as it is here in the United States, and so there would be a little bit more bacteria in the water, which would cause you to get stomach cramps and suffer diarrhea. So people would say, don't drink the water in Mexico. And that's kind of what gray water is. It's water that maybe has a little bit more bacteria in it and can make you sick if you do drink it. So that water has to get cleaned up quicker. And then, of course, you have category three water, which is known as black water. And that's water that contains pathogens. It contains unsanitary. It's like raw sewage that spews up from your toilet because of a problem with the water company or the sewage company, and water backs and stuff backs up through your toilet and kind of floods your house, and you have like raw sewage sitting on the floor. That's black water. That's water that needs to get cleaned up immediately. It shouldn't be allowed to sit. And of course, that can cause all sorts of problems with the home. And also, it requires your flooring to be ripped out and possibly replaced. All of that requires that you make sure that you have the right amount of coverage on your homeowner's policy for water pipes breaking, raw sewage coming up, and then of course for mold, mildew, and fungus remediation if something should happen. So just a little aside, and then not all molds are necessarily bad. There are good molds. There are molds that come about from the processing or the fermentation of wine or beer. There are some molds that are used for chocolate, to make chocolate. So, there are some, and then of course, if it wasn't for a specific kind of mold, we wouldn't have penicillin as a form of antibiotic. So, not all molds are necessarily bad. But they can become bad if they're left unchecked and growing without and just growing unchecked. If you have a water leak, you can have mold growing in between your walls and you don't know it. As a matter of fact, you don't know it until you call in a contractor to remodel your bathroom, and they pull out they pull off the drywall to start doing things, and then they discover, oh, you've got mold, and then what do you do? You have to call somebody in to come in and fix it. So I hear the music. Again, if you've got a question for me, 904-831-0600. And if you have a question for me off the air, give me a call, 904-730-3900. At healthinsurancethomas.com. And you can also reach out to me on the website through our online chat feature, or by just clicking the contact us page and clicking the email link and sending me an email. And again, 831-0600 to give us a call here today and ask a question on the air. Oh, I got 10 more seconds, so I think I'm wasting them right now.
Wright Brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, boaters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
His wife's words echoed in his mind.
You never fix anything around here.
Well, today that would change. He would fix the water heater. He'd show her that he was the handyman of this house. He was more than capable. Oh, no. Covered it. August 14th, 2008. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You've heard me talk about the Rolex my grandfather gave me for graduating from college, but there's something else you need to know about Rolex watches from an official Rolex jeweler for over 60 years. If you own a Rolex, probably today more than ever before, if you need that Rolex serviced, you should only visit an official Rolex jeweler. In North Florida, there are four, with Underwood's three stores and Mayer's has one. Anybody else claiming to work on Rolex has no direct access to parts, and the use of non-authentic Rolex parts jeopardizes your Rolex from both an authenticity and a value standpoint. At Underwoods, we have state-of-the-art Rolex repair shops, both designed and outfitted by Rolex and staffed by Rolex watch technicians trained by Rolex. And best of all, our shop is on-premise, so your Rolex will never leave Jacksonville, and our Rolex repairs carry a 2-year warranty. At Underwoods, in San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Pontevedra.
Tune in every Wednesday afternoon at 5 for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
We're looking at lots more homes coming up, lots more restaurants.
Anita has all the latest news on Northeast Florida hot properties and everything you need to know relating to your most important investment.
The whole idea is to sell your house. We know what the market is.
It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles every Wednesday afternoon at 5 on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB. Insurance. You never want to have to use it, but you're thankful it's there when you need it. Let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. This is Dan the Insurance Man, and you are listening to the Insurance Hour, the last word in insurance on Tuesdays. So the number to call and ask your question is 904-831-0600. We have all our phone lines open, so feel free to call and ask your question regardless of the subject. A couple of weeks ago, I talked about classic cars and classic motorcycles and even classic boats and getting those insured. And I went through a list of, surprisingly, some cars that you would not necessarily think are on the classic radar, so to speak. But I'm gonna put this out there. If you know somebody who owns a Buick Riata, then reach out to me off the air. You can do that at 904-730-3900. I am in the market to purchase a Buick Riata. They were only made from 1988 to 1992. There were not that many of them made, but I am interested in one. So if you know somebody who owns or if you know somebody who might have a Buick Riata for sale, please reach out to me. Thank you so much. And talking about cars that you may not think are in the classic category, Buick Rivieras are in the category of being collected now. Plymouth Prowlers believe it or not. There is a, where are we? The Ford Thunderbird. Well, everybody, a lot of people think that, but you know, here's a car that people are collecting now that you would never have thought of, a Chrysler LeBaron. That car is now on the classic car radar, so to speak, and people are collecting that car. So and then of course there's boats and motorcycles. There's even planes that you can insure, and again, you know, the classifications for a classic vehicle, be it a boat. A boat's a little bit longer, but a motorcycle or a car is about 19 years. So if you've got a car that's 19 years old, then and you love driving it and you know you never want to get rid of it and you take care of it, or you've done upgrades like to the engine or to the suspension, maybe it's a truck that you like to go mudding in or it's a truck that you like to do some off-roading in or something like that. And you really put some money into the suspension and to the engine, you know, then you don't want to necessarily insure that through a traditional insurance company. Instead, you want to insure that vehicle as a classic, and then you can insure it for stated value. What you can do is you can say, hey, I've upgraded this vehicle. Maybe the truck on the Blue Book side or the NADA for used vehicles for trade-in purposes and stuff, maybe the value of that vehicle is only, you know, $5,000, but you know, you may have $10,000 or $15,000 of upgrades to that vehicle between the suspension, the engine, or whatever, so you know, you might have, you know, the value of that car really might be $15,000 or $20,000, depending on those upgrades. You can go to a classic car insurer. And you can say, well, hey, the vehicle's 19 years old. The Blue Book value is $5,000, but I've got $15,000 in upgrades, so I've got a stated value on this vehicle of $20,000. You're going to provide, you know, documentation of the upgrades that you've done to it. The insurance company's going to say, yep, we agree with that valuation. We're going to give you a $20,000 stated value. Now, if something happens to that favorite truck that you like to go off-roading in or mudding, and something happens and it gets totaled, well, you're not out all of those upgrades. Now the insurance company is going to write you a check for the $20,000. And here's the beauty of it. Now it's that makes that once you do that, though, it becomes a not everyday car. You're not meant to drive it every day. You're meant to drive it as a weekend car, as a fun car. And then lower mileage, usually caps out that they don't like to see more than about 7,000 miles on a car that's been insured as a classic vehicle. So you got to think about that, you know, about 500 to 600 miles a month, on the vehicle for that purpose. So again, you know, classic vehicles, it's a great way if you have an older car, 19, 20 years old, you like to keep it, you know, you don't want to get rid of it. It's a way of making sure that you can insure the vehicle for a stated value or the market value of the car, and make sure that your investment is taken care of. What else can we talk about? You know what, the number to call and ask a question is 904-831-0600. Don't be shy. Give us a call. Ask a question. We're here and we're available. I think we have, and I think all of our phone lines are available. So I know somebody out there's got a question. Don't be shy. Give us a call. Again, 904-831-0600. Home insurance. I've kind of touched on home insurance quite a bit. Kind of want to go over There's various types of roof types, but the most common is either a hip roof or a gable. And the more expensive roof to insure is a gable. So something that you should be aware of, hip roofs, they withstand the wind and hurricane force winds much easier. And so they're cheaper. So you get a cheaper rate on your homeowner's insurance if you have a hip roof versus a gable. Something that you might want to keep in mind when you're doing home shopping. And then here's another thing that you want to keep in mind if you're doing some home shopping or you want to get quotes on your homeowner's insurance. If you have a mortgage, you might want to take out a life insurance policy to cover the cost of that mortgage. So if something happens to you, and it probably will, you are protecting your loved ones to be able to stay in the home. You don't have to have that. You don't have to have the death benefit paid out as a lump sum. You can actually set it up with an insurance company to pay out on a monthly basis, and you can even have it paid out direct to the mortgage company so that they get a check every month, and you don't have to, and your loved ones don't even have to worry about it. Oh, okay, we got a call. Oh, go ahead, John.
A quick question in regards to my homeowner's insurance.
Sure.
So I got a quote in the mail, my email, in regards to hurricane insurance. And I guess my question is, if I don't have hurricane insurance, flood insurance. I got a quote in the mail for flood insurance. And if I don't have flood insurance, however, I do have hurricane, I guess, insurance through my homeowner's insurance, would that cover any damages caused by flooding, caused by hurricane or anything like that?
It would not. The definition of a flood is water that comes from the ground and flows upwards. So whereas water damage that's caused by a hurricane either comes because it's blown, either a tree branch has fallen on your roof, a window has been shattered and the wind is blowing the water into the house, or developed a leak and the water is coming from the top and moving downwards. So that's what's covered under a hurricane. And a flood is, imagine a storm surge from the ocean, a creek or a river overflowing, and the water comes up and flows from, goes like underneath your door or underneath your wall and flows upwards. That's a flood. That's what you need flood insurance for. Now, depending on the floodplain that you're on, one of the least expensive floodplains is the X, or I guess like floodplain 10. But I call it the X because that's what it shows.
Yeah, I was told that was an X zone.
So if you go through the National Flood Program, those premiums are set by FEMA, so you'd be looking at $250,000 for $482 a year. So it's not really expensive. Now, if your home is worth $350,000, you're left with $100,000 exposure if your house were actually to be washed away. The likelihood, though, depending on where you're at, that your flood is only going to, your $250,000 is probably more than enough to fix flood damage, unless you're like really on the coast or something like that and your house is literally washed away.
Got it. All right. Well, I do appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. And if you have any other questions, feel free to reach me off the air. That's at the Thomas & Associates, 904-730-3900. And I'm going to keep on talking through the music here. And I got 30 more seconds. So I guess the next segment we're going to continue talking about some life insurance and maybe how to find life insurance as cheaply as possible, but still have the right kind for your needs. And give us a call, 831-0600.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM. WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is stepping down before his formal nomination ever went to the Senate. He's citing a painful family situation that would hurt his children and reopen wounds we have worked years to heal. President Trump announced Shanahan's departure in a tweet and said that Army Secretary Mark Esper would be the new acting Pentagon chief. President Trump is heading to a rally in Orlando, Florida, where he'll announce he is running for re-election. U.S. authorities have seized more than $1 billion worth of cocaine from a ship at a Philadelphia port, calling it one of the largest drug busts in American history. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Philadelphia announced the massive bust on Twitter Tuesday afternoon. Officials said agents seized about 15 metric tons of cocaine. On Wall Street, the Dow by 353 points, the NASDAQ rose 109, the S&P advanced 28. More details at srnnews.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some minor delays in both directions on A1A as you drive up to JTB Beach in Atlantic. Southside Boulevard's congested north and southbound from the Arlington Expressway out to Butler and US 17 nonstop from Wells Road to St. John's Avenue. Cloudy with showers overnight, a low near 76. Tomorrow, occasional rain near 90. Partly sunny, breezy Thursday. Showers possible with a high again at 93.
Jacksonville Power Sports is your home for Kawasaki, Sea-Doo, Can-Am, and Polaris. And right now is the time to buy. Take advantage of super low financing and rock bottom pricing on all motorcycles, personal watercraft, ATVs, and side-by-sides. For over 40 years, Jacksonville Power Sports has proudly served our community. Jacksonville Power Sports is located on Atlantic Boulevard, 1/2 mile west of 295. Check them out online at jacksonvillepowersports.com. That's Jacksonville Power.
I'm Lou Dimes. The Dow leaps 351 points as the Trump-Xi meeting is set at the G20. Boeing gets a big order. Job cuts at Kellogg's as the company prepares to sell Keebler. Those stories next.
Hello, I'm Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist at the Oxford Club. We're one of the oldest financial clubs in the nation with more than 140,000 members, and our audited track record shows we're one of the few groups whose recommendations have outperformed the market for the last 20 years. The reason? Our approach is unique. We ignore the mainstream financial media. We don't listen to politicians, and we really don't care about analyst rating. Those things are a waste of time. There's only one thing you need to know to do very well in the stock market, and that is find great stocks with breakthrough products, record revenue, and very happy shareholders. With that in mind, I've just uncovered my highest rated stock of the year. It's a company that brings in more revenue than IBM, Facebook, and even Google, and they're set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America. And yet, the stock is available for just $3 a share. Go to onestockretirement.com to learn more about this opportunity. Again, that's onestockretirement.com.
President Trump, who officially kicks off his 2020 re-election bid tonight, will hold face-to-face talks with Chinese President Xi Jinping next week in Japan. U.S. and Chinese negotiators meet to resume trade talks at the same time. The announcement sparked a rally on Wall Street, stocks surging through the session. At the close, a big gain on the Dow Jones Industrials, up 351 points, the NASDAQ up 109, the S&P up 28. Boeing just received an order for 200 of those 737 jetliners at the Paris Air Show. British Airways, the buyer, its first sale since the grounding of the MAX 8 models. Kellogg's is cutting about 150 salary jobs as part of the sale of its Keebler and Famous Amos cookie brands. Divesting will cost Kellogg some $20 million in severance. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 7 and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial.
With the answers to all of your insurance questions, let's get back to Dan the Insurance Man on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. This is Dan the Insurance Man, and we are back on the air with the Insurance Hour, the last word of insurance on Tuesdays from 5 to 6. We just finished our midway, our bottom of the hour break. And we got this segment and one more to go. I was kind of talking about life insurance. I'm going to kind of continue on that train of thought there for a moment. You know, in the studio, we have these TVs and they run various programs and the news or something like that so that you can kind of see what's going on. And, you know, it kind of something was on the news just now. And it really doesn't have anything to do with insurance. It really had to do with President Trump kicking off his re-election campaign down in Orlando. And one of the things that the news was saying is that he's in an auditorium that holds about 20,000 people, and that the auditorium had gotten requests. 106,000 people had requested tickets to be able to get inside and hear him talk. And I guess the point I'm making here is that we hear a lot of things, and they don't necessarily make sense. So, you know, you hear on the news that President Trump isn't polling well, and yet his audiences on his rallies far exceeds any opponent that he might have. Now, whether you like Donald Trump or you don't like Donald Trump, that's not what this is about. I just find it interesting. The discontinuity of what people say and what actually happens. And that's kind of what happens with life insurance. A lot of people say, I can't afford it, without ever realizing that life insurance is not necessarily all that expensive. It just depends on the type of life insurance that you're looking at and what you're trying to accomplish with it. So there are all sorts of things you can do. Again, I just kind of bring that up because there's discontinuity. People don't understand that how inexpensive life insurance can be for what they're trying to accomplish. You just need to reach out to a licensed professional, somebody who can talk to you about life insurance, somebody that can that can give you the ins and outs of and explain to you, what the cost is going to be based on what you're trying to achieve. And then what you're trying to achieve is always going to be very unique to you and your situation, and your next door neighbor is going to have their own very unique situation that needs to be taken care of. And so the plan for you is always going to be different than the plan for your next door neighbor. Just some little tips and tricks of what you can do to find a qualified life insurance agent. What's important to me is that when I'm talking to somebody about life insurance, I feel that I'm not pressuring them to do anything with me right away. The first step is to find out what they're trying to accomplish. And then the second step is to show them the life insurance products that help them meet that goal, and then meet the goal within their financial budget. Because if you can't afford what you're trying to do, then it doesn't do any good to say, here, enroll into this life insurance plan that you can't afford, because you're never going to be able to maintain it. You'll make the first few payments, maybe the first 6 months. You'll struggle for a year, 9 months to a year, and then you'll stop making the payments. The life insurance will lapse, or you'll cancel it because you can't afford it, and you struggle. So it's important that when you're talking to somebody, they're listening to what you have to say, and then what they're presenting to you are plans and goals that are easy for you to meet. You should be able to be able to do that. So no pressure. You shouldn't be pressured into signing up for a life insurance policy or submitting an application until you're ready. Bear in mind, you don't want to procrastinate on it either. Life insurance only gets more expensive. If you're 30 years old, you're going to be quoted one rate, and when you're 31, it's going to be a little bit more expensive. And when you're 32, it's a little bit more expensive. And to be honest, by the time you're 35, it's even more expensive. Let me give you a kind of an example here. I got a 35-year-old male. If you wanted to get a 20-year term, and it was just a standard rate, $1 million policy, he would be looking at $91 a month. Now, that's just for a standard average person, not necessarily very healthy, not necessarily maybe a little overweight. And so they're just going to be classified in the standard category. You'd be looking at about $91 a month. That's about $80 a month if you're 30 years old. So 5 years, $10. But the older you get, the more expensive it becomes. So the quote I was giving you is, again, that's for a $1 million policy for a 35-year-old male non-smoker. But you know, those rates, they differ depending on the company. They differ based on what you're trying to accomplish. So there's a lot of there's a lot of differences. Give you another example. $200,000 of term insurance. $56 for a 30-year-old, $63 for a 35-year-old. Again, non-smoker, as a preferred. So somebody who's fit, they do some exercising, height weight proportional. So you're looking at about a $7 difference over a 5 year period. And then of course, like I said, the older you get, the more expensive the life insurance gets. So it's not something you want to procrastinate on, but it is something that you want to act on after you've been given the information. The agent you're working with, they should provide you with a personalized written document. It should be an illustration showing the details of the insurance. So if you're buying term insurance, it should show you the details of how much you're going to pay every year for a 20-year term for those 20 years, and then what happens after that 20-year term has expired. Most term insurance policies are issued with a guaranteed renewability, but they're renewable as a 1-year term, and so the price goes up dramatically after those 20 years. But it should also be detailed on the illustration so that you know after 20 years, come year 21, how much you're going to pay for the insurance. You got to understand your finance, and your agent should understand your financial situation, including your attitude about risk, your income, and estate tax brackets, any other financial assets and obligations, as well as your personal situation. You know, are you married? Are you single? Do you have children? Are you a caregiver for elderly parents? And if something were to happen to you, there's no one that would be able to be that caregiver. So these are things that are important to know, that so that somebody can give you proper advice. So you got to be a little forthcoming and a little honest with the person you're dealing with, but get to know that person before you start divulging a whole lot of personal information. Make sure you're comfortable dealing with that person, whoever that might be. If you got a question, the number here is 831-0600. Again, that's 904-831-0600. Give us a call. Our phone lines are open. And got a minute. Again, give us a call. We can put you on hold over the break, and then we can pick up and get your question answered. And then if you need to reach, if you're a little on the shy side and you want to reach out to me off the air, you can do that at 904-730-3900, or reach out to us, or reach out to me at healthinsuranceThomas.com. You can use the online chat feature, or go to the contact us page and hit the email link and shoot me a direct email with your questions and your information. I'm happy to get back in touch with you off the air and privately, so that you don't have to necessarily air anything. And again, give us a call, 831-0600.
Over the past 2 years, your home has likely increased considerably in value. In fact, depending on where you live and many other factors, your home has probably increased at least 10% in the last 24 months. And many homes are appraising at increases of 25% or more. So, are you insured for the difference? If you haven't requoted your home insurance lately, the answer could be no. Requote your home today with American Integrity's online quote tool. It's fast, stress-free, and completely anonymous. And best of all, it's free. At American Integrity, we're Floridians just like you, so we know that a big storm isn't a matter of if, but when. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. If you've never compared rates on your home insurance, don't wait. There's a chance you might not be insured for the true value of your home. Visit WeProtectJacksonville.com to use our free online quote tool. Get a free quote today at WeProtectJacksonville.com.
The forensic analyst searched for clues to the house fire.
Could that be...
starch? Suddenly it came together. The fire was started by...
an over-microwaved potato?
Covered. July 25th, 2015. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Call the Jim Jordan Farmers Agency at 904-500-3900 for a quote today.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle, and done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 1526479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Where there's smoke, there's fire. And this summer at Sonny's Barbecue, we're fanning the flames. Introducing the all-new Smoke and Fire menu at Sonny's. For a limited time, we're turning up the heat with new features, like the Hot Link and Pimento Cheeseburger, Sweet and Spicy Wings, Brisket and Mac Egg Rolls, Loaded Hot Tots, and Brisket Grilled Cheese. Come tame the flames this summer at Sonny's Barbecue. Local pitmasters since 68.
Now, back to Dan, the Insurance Man, your go-to guy for all of your insurance questions on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, Talk Radio WBOB.
Hey, good afternoon, Jacksonville. This is Dan, the Insurance Man. We are back on the air. again, the number to call in, our phone lines are open, are 904-831-0600. Next week, we are going to have American Integrity Insurance on the air with us as a guest. I'm not sure what we're going to be talking about, but you know, you want to tune in and hear some of the information they're going to impart. It's always good. It's always, and you know, this is a company that it's based here in Florida. They like to say that they're Florida-based. They're a Florida company for Floridians. So everything they do is for the state of Florida. They offer bundling discounts if you have your homeowners or rental property or boat insurance, umbrella. They offer a lot of different types of coverages, and the more coverage you get with them, the less expensive it becomes as they bundle and give you discounts for doing that. So again, next week, on the 25th, we're going to have Debbie Rowe with American Integrity Insurance. And again, I'm not sure what we're going to be discussing, but you're going to want to tune in and pick up some of the information that that we do talk about. Where are we here on my notes, I guess? Boats. If you have a boat that's 50 years or older, where the hull is 50 years or older, that can fall under a classic category. So that's what you would want to do is of course get that boat insured as a classic boat, so that if something happens, you have the ability to not necessarily replace it, but at least get the money for it. Something to consider. Again, cars, motorcycles that are at least 19 years old fall under the classification of classic, and those are vehicles that you can get insured under a classic auto or motorcycle policy. All sorts of new and interesting things. And then talking about motorcycles, even if they're not vintage or classic, let's just say that it's just a motorcycle. Every company is a little bit different, but the more you customize a motorcycle, the more optional equipment that you add to it, the more custom that motorcycle becomes, which means that the insurance becomes even more and more expensive. So when you're buying a motorcycle, be it a Harley or whatever, a Honda, whatever type of motorcycle it is that you want to buy or think you want to buy, you want to be careful about the amount of add-ons of optional equipment that you put on the bike, because once you start breaking, I call it around $30,000 or so, it starts instead of a stock motorcycle with a few little add-ons, which is okay, you start getting into the custom motorcycle builds, and then that can really start increasing the annual premium for the motorcycle insurance. So you kind of want to be a little careful about the add-ons and stuff. Again, as a general rule of thumb, $30,000 of optional equipment can push the motorcycle to become a custom built motorcycle. So that's just something for you to kind of take into account. Motorcycle liability insurance, a little different from each company, but as a rule of thumb, you have pretty good coverage limits. You get the state minimums, 10-20, 20-40, 25-50. That's 25,000, 50,000, 50,000, 100,000, 100, 300, 250, 500, 300, 300, or 500, 500. It would be kind of hard, and even I have to admit, it's kind of difficult to think of what you could do on a motorcycle that you would cause $500,000 of property damage or bodily injury or something to somebody else. Potentially, I guess if you have if you hit a pedestrian or something like that, but there's not too much that I could see where you might do that with $500,000, but it could be. I mean, I just don't know. A lot of motorcycle operators they buy like the state minimums, because they just don't want to put a lot of money into their insurance. I don't necessarily think that's always the right thing to do. Here's something that I would say that you should take into account, that when you buy the lower limits of insurance, you are also limiting the maximum amount of uninsured motorist that you can purchase on that policy. So if you buy a state minimum policy for $10,000, $20,000 of bodily injury, and including the passenger liability, so if you've got somebody behind you, you can only buy $10,000, $20,000 of uninsured motorist. And now, I don't want to talk about the bodily injury, because we already know that's, but here's what the uninsured motorist does for you. You're on your motorcycle, You you're in an accident and you go to the hospital. Now you've got health insurance and that's going to cover the bulk of your hospitalization bills and medical expenses. But now you're out of work for 6 months while you're recovering. And you don't have any type of short-term or long-term disability insurance through your job. You can actually pay yourself by filing a claim on your uninsured motorist to cover any lost wages that you might have for those 6 months. But if you don't have enough uninsured motorist, you may not have enough to file a claim. You know, that money could be eaten up in a month or two. And then you've got 4 months of no money coming in. So, you know, something for you to take into account. You don't necessarily want to buy state minimums, even for your car. You really want to buy quality insurance. You want to make sure that you're protecting yourself. And the best way, you want to really be selfish and you want to protect yourself. And that's what uninsured motorist does. It protects you. Bodily injury, liability, and property damage, that protects the other guy. And now I get it. You don't want to hurt anybody, but the bottom line is you don't really want to protect you hit somebody, you cause the damage. You want to have enough insurance to fix the other guy's damage. And that's the decent thing to do. But more important than that is you got to be a little selfish and you got to think, how am I protecting myself in the event something happens? And that's with uninsured motorist. Uninsured motorist is what pays you in the event of an accident. Doesn't matter whether it's your fault. Doesn't matter whether it's the other guy's fault. It's uninsured motorist that you're laying a claim on in the event that you're in the hospital for 6 months or, God forbid, for a year or 2 years. You can get money for lost wages through your uninsured motorist, and that's something that you need to do. Here we are here on the last segment. So the number is 904-831-0600. Give us a call, ask us a question. Doesn't matter what topic. I might be talking about motorcycle insurance, but you've got another question for me. Give us a call, ask us. Lines are open. So, don't be shy. So again, uninsured motorist, very, very important, for everybody. Here's another thing too. I kind of touched on this maybe a month or so ago. When you stop at a red light and you've got all these other cars or motorcyclists around you, give them a quick count and then take it and divide by four. Whatever number you got, that's how many people in the area around you that are uninsured in the state of Florida. That number is high. It's about 26%, almost 27%. And, so you don't go uninsured. Get your uninsured motorist coverage and make sure it's high enough to pay you. We're almost out of time here. So if you need to reach me off the air, healthinsuranceThomas.com and 904-730-3900 off the air. Reach out to me.